Hey everyone, welcome back to Dreams Learning Zone. I'm your host Marco, and today we have an incredibly relevant topic for learners, dreamers, and global thinkers. We're talking about the importance of the English language in the 21st century. And with me is someone I love chatting with, our thoughtful and inspiring guest, Erica. Hey, Erica.
Hi, Marco. Always happy to be here. And wow, this topic, it's so important right now. English has become more than just a language. It's almost like a global passport.
Exactly. It's like the air we breathe in communication, especially online. I mean, look around. Whether it's social media, science, movies, business, English is everywhere.
Totally. And you know, what's crazy is English is the first language for only around 400 million people, but over 1.5 billion people speak it at some level. That's huge.
That's a mind-blowing stat. And I think for many people, especially in non-English speaking countries, learning English is seen as a life-changing skill. What do you think drives that?
Well, a few things. First, global job opportunities. Whether you're in Nepal, Nigeria, or Norway, knowing English opens doors to international jobs, freelancing, tech companies, and even remote work.
Yeah, I've seen that too. Even customer support roles or content writing jobs online, they often require solid English. And not just grammar, but real communication skills, right?
Exactly. It's not just knowing English, it's being able to use it naturally. Emailing, presenting, networking, collaborating. Those soft skills matter now more than ever.
Couldn't agree more. And I think this shift really sped up after COVID. Suddenly, everything went online, and English became the common language of connection.
Mm-hmm. Whether you're attending a webinar, watching a YouTube tutorial, or joining an online course, English is usually the medium. It's become the gateway to digital education.
Let's talk culture for a second. Don't you think English is also the language of pop culture? Movies, music, social media?
Oh yes, I mean, how many people learned English by watching Friends, or Harry Potter, or singing along to Taylor Swift?
Guilty. I learned half my English expressions from movies. Like, break a leg. Totally confused me as a kid.
Right? But that's the power of language exposure. The more you're surrounded by it, entertainment, memes, YouTube shorts, the faster you pick it up.
Also, don't you feel English helps in building confidence?
Absolutely. Especially for students or professionals. When they can express themselves in English, they feel seen, respected, and more open to global conversations.
Let's touch on education and travel. English plays a huge role here too, right?
For sure. Top universities, English. Research papers, mostly in English. And if you're traveling, even between two non-English speaking countries, English is often the bridge.
That's so true. Like, a Korean tourist in Italy might still speak English to get around.
Exactly. And in tech, English dominates everything. Programming languages, documentation, forms like Stack Overflow.
So, basically, if you want to keep up with the world, you need English. But here's a tricky question. Some people say English is hurting local languages. What's your take?
It's a valid concern. I don't think it has to be either or. You can honor your native tongue and still master English as a global skill.
Well said. It's about adding a language, not replacing one.
Yes, being bilingual or multilingual actually boosts brain power. So learn English, but never forget your roots.
All right, last big question. How can people get better at English in 2025? What works?
Honestly, immersion. Surround yourself with English. Change your phone language, watch English YouTube videos with subtitles, speak with friends, read aloud.
That's great advice. I always say, consistency greater than perfection. Even 10 minutes a day helps.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to make mistakes. That's how we all learn.
Erica, this was such a powerful talk. I feel like anyone listening will walk away inspired to either learn English or appreciate it more deeply.
Same here, Marco. Thanks for having me. English isn't just a language. It's a tool, a key, a bridge to the world.
Beautifully said. And to all our Dreams Learning Zone listeners, thank you for spending your time with us. If you like this episode, don't forget to subscribe, share, and drop us a comment. See you next time.
Bye, everyone. Keep learning and dreaming.
And that brings us to the end of today's episode on Dreams Learning Zone. I hope this conversation helped you understand why English is more than just a subject. It's a powerful tool in today's world. Whether you're a student, a job seeker, or just someone trying to connect with others, every step you take in learning English matters. Big thanks to Erica for sharing her insights. Always a pleasure having you on the mic. And to you, our amazing listeners, thank you for spending your time with us. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to the channel, give it a thumbs up, and share it with someone who needs a little motivation today. Until next time, this is Marco signing off from Dreams Learning Zone. Keep learning, keep dreaming, and keep growing. See you in the next episode.